Some people say life is a mystery. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Some people say life is a mystery. Well, it is a mystery. And we can call it mysterious and unknown, or we can call it a magical mystery. Every moment revealing something beautiful and something new. The mystery is that we have so lately found out that life is magical, that life is joyous, that life is positive, that life reflects back to us exactly what we have within ourselves. It doesn't matter what it is that we think, we say, we do, it's all going to be reflected back to us. If we have a heart that says we are sick, we're sure going to develop within our body all that sickness, because our body wants to cooperate with every thought we have, with every dream we have, with every ideal we have. And if we have sickness in our thought, in our actions, then sickness is going to be in our body. Now, the thought has come that we say, I have a problem. And that problem is shining forth in my life as some sort of a disease. And that disease is caused by the misfunction of certain organs and actions and functions of my body. And so I bemoan my body. I bemoan the disease. I bemoan the condition. And I say, why me, oh Lord, you know? And then I say, what a terrible thing. My heart's not operating right. 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 I have a heart attack. I had my murmur. Oh, I'm going to read up on the internet all about it. I'm going to read up on the books all about heart attacks. And I'm going to learn all about heart attacks. And I've got heart attacks. And I want to know all about heart attacks. And I'm so, oh my goodness sakes. We can get ourselves head over heels into trouble with all that kind of thinking. Now, is a heart attack what you want to have? Is a heart attack what you want to experience? Is a heart attack what you want to know as your everyday activity? I would think not. What is it that is what you want to think about? Well, my gosh, perfect health, a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy everything, you know. I like to think health. Well, then start thinking about health. Start looking up health on the internet. Start looking up health in your heart. Start looking up health in all the books you read. Think about health, 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 health. Don't think about negative things. Don't think about illnesses. You're not going to help yourself with any illness except to make the illness greater by paying attention to it. You're only going to help yourself by paying attention to what you pay attention to. So pay attention to health. Pay attention to right action. Pay attention to peace. Pay attention to a life filled with joy and harmony and wonder and magic and beingness. Pay attention to all that stuff which is your reality. And that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else in the universe matters except that you are whatever your thought is. But, there's no buts about it. Every single human being is a reflection of their thoughts. No matter how good, bad, or indifferent, a man in a wheelchair is a reflection of his thought. He sees himself in a wheelchair. Now, does he want to see himself out of a wheelchair? I can never be out of a wheelchair. My condition. Oh, come on now. You never will be out of a wheelchair if you say you cannot be out of a wheelchair because of your condition. Well, Herb, that's a pretty big one to talk about. Well, hey, cancer is pretty big to talk about, too. And we start realizing, hey, you got a choice. You can live or die. You can have a healthy body or not. You can say, hey, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And the most miraculous things happen when people say, I'm whole and perfect. The illness goes away. People have come through great illnesses, great problems, great difficulties in their life by just changing their thinking, by changing their thought. Life is no mystery. The mystery is that we haven't awakened to the fact that we know what life is. Life is our thought. Life is our action. Life is our deed. Life is how we look at ourselves. How do you want to look at yourself? You're perfectly free to do anything you want. You're perfectly free to live a life that's filled with limitation or that's filled with abundance. You're perfectly free to live a life that's filled with magnificence or with not such magnificence. It's up to you. it's up to me. I live in my body, and I know that my body is perfect. I say, my pancreas gland works perfectly. I say, my heart works perfectly. I say, my lungs work perfectly. I say, I work perfectly. Ho, 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 ho. But it's not true. But it is true. Because we are changing our thought from the thought that says it didn't work perfectly, and now to the thought that says it does work perfectly. It's our choice. What's your choice? What do you want? Work perfectly, of course. Well, then put that thought in motion. There's no mystery. There's no mystery there. The only mystery is that you want to be sick, that I want to be sick, that the world wants to be sick. Why do we want to be sick? Because we're told that it's what we have to go through. It's told that those are the sins we have to bear. Those are the trials that we have to bear. Nobody has to bear it. You know, before the Bible was written, children were born without being born in pain. And then when the Bible was written, the Bible said, now because you have violated the rules of the Garden of Eden, you will have children in pain and sorrow, and you will work by the sweat of your brow. Well, little by little, we're coming away from that. Of the billions of babies born in the world, there are zillions of babies that are born without being born in pain. There are zillions of people on the face of the earth who do not work by the sweat of their brow. They work by the joy of their mind and the joy of their heart and the joy of their being. Zillions of people on the face of the earth, and you say zillions, there's only billions. There are zillions. They've lived from time immemorial and they live forever. And they're living right here, right among us. And all of them are living in ideal spirit, minds, and bodies, in their original purity and integrity. They're living fantastic because that's all they know. That's all they know, that's all they are, and that's all they can ever be, and that's who you are, and that's who I am. Life is no mystery. It's only a game we want to play. Now, do we want to play the game and say, I'm whole and perfect? Or do you want to play the game and say, I'm sick? It's up to you. It's up to you. People come to me as a practitioner and they say, Dr. Barley, I would like to have a healing. And I say, what is it you would like to experience? Well, first I got to tell you all my problems. No, you don't. The problems are what we are dismissing. The healing is what we are enlisting. That is what we are putting forth. Well, I'd like to have a whole and perfect body. Oh, I think that's wonderful. I see your body whole and perfect now. You are whole and perfect now. Dr. Barley, you are a silly man. No, I'm not. I am saying the truth. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, let's start thinking about your wonderful body, your wonderful body, your wonderful mind. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You're so fantastic. Dr. Barley, I don't know. I think I should go somewhere else. Well, go wherever you want, but I see you whole and perfect. I see you wonderful. I see you fantastic. Wouldn't you like to have someone thinking those thoughts about you? Well, that's what I think about you, and that's all I know about you, and that's who you are in my world. For me, life is no mystery. It's a joy and a delight. Join me in that joy and delight and experience wholeness now for yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.